I think your phobias are developed when you're a little kid. Did you find that?
Yes, definitely. My mother, I mentioned at the beginning, was, fearful. She's Japanese, and this, as a child, you know, her parents, like, you know, they had survived, you know, the bombings actually in Japan, and so, you know, she carried a lot of fear. My dad was in the army. He went over to Japan after that, and she was a war bride that he brought home to Brooklyn. But, you know, because of her conditioning and her culture, she was very shy. She was fearful. And she also, you know, had heard all these terrible memories of what had happened in Japan in World War II.
Give us some tips for people, some practices that they can use in order to beat some of their phobias and develop courage.
Absolutely. You can develop a courageous state of mind. In my case, every morning, I go over this in the Courage Companion, but every morning I take like 5 minutes to just envision how I'm going to have a wonderful day. If I'm, you know, fearful about a meeting that I have or a presentation that I have to give or a radio show that I'm going to be on.
Why, were you nervous thinking
you know,
of this?
A little bit, but I was also excited because I'm a big fan, and, you know, you and Coast to Coast are just, you know, national treasures. So I was more excited than nervous. But I took 5 minutes to, you know, condition myself, to use your great language there, that it was going to go great, that we were going to help people, that it was actually going to be fun. And you know what, George? It is.
Oh, it's, you know, it's an event. You know, I try to tell people that this is not an interview, it's a conversation. So sit back and have a grand old time. You know, it would be like sitting across a dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the image I want to portray to people when they're on the show, to make it comfortable for you, Nina, and other people who are on.
You know, and I'm open to that across the dinner table.
Yeah. Who's buying?
I will.
San Francisco, it's a long poke from L.A.
Yes, yes.
How's the book going, and how do people get it, The Courage Companion?
You know, October 13th is National Face Your Fear Day, and so that is the actual pub date. So we're really celebrating it here with you. And so there's a lot of activities going on around the country, and Mary Beth Sammons, my co-author, and I are both doing events at the bookstores and doing other radio and things like that. And so, you know, our main intention is really to help people. One of the things that I have discovered by interviewing people is that some people can use fear as fuel. They use it as the energy to light their fire, to accomplish, to overcome, to help. So I think you don't have to get rid of your fear. In some cases, maybe you can use it as fuel.
Tell us the incredible story of Lucille Jackson.
Oh, I love Grandma Lucille. Lives in the worst part of Chicago. And to give her grandson, Michael, a fighting chance in this tough old world, they have faced down gangs. She's actually ailing and everything. And, you know, they've gotten out on the street, and, you know, she's like, nothing is going to keep my grandson from having an education. You should get your act together and go to school, too. And it's a beautiful thing. She's actually under the weather right now, but she's such a fighter. She is such a fighter that we know Grandma Lucille is going to pull through.
Yeah, she's taking on gangs out there, isn't
mm-hmm.
she?
She is. She's getting out in the street.
She won't move, right?
No. And why should she? They need to follow her example and also her grandson. One of our hopes and wishes is, if we've done our job right, I think Grandma Lucille will be roosting on Oprah's couch with her there in Chicago.
Do you see a difference between fear and courage? Can you have both?
You absolutely can have both. You can be fearful and still have courage. One of the people that we talk about in the Courage Companion is Marianne Rademacher, and she says that courage doesn't always roar. It can be the quiet kind of courage. And she actually speaks about that very thing, that you can move forward still with fear in your heart, but you're in your effort to do the right thing, to push forward, to accomplish her mission. In her case, she teaches writing to male prisoners in Oregon, and has actually even gone into like deep, high security, you know, even death row, and is helping these men, no matter how gnarly gang members, murderers, whatever they are. She has she's teaching them to write, and I will tell you that some of them are great writers, and she also helps them acknowledge and deal with their fear and their issues.
If you're driving in a car and you see somebody on a motorcycle take a spill and they go flying down the street, you know, maybe they're unconscious, you get out of your car, you go running up to them, you cradle them, you help them, you're using your cell phone to call for help, you're soliciting other drivers to get out of their car to help. Is that courage, or is that just humanity? What is it?
You know, I think it is the human spirit, and I think courage is a part of the human spirit. I think it's one of the better parts. I mean, you could also, I guess, you know, maybe an old-fashioned word for that is valor. So, you know, it's part of our you know, what we do that's honorable.
But you can't be reckless, too, and being courageous or not.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're going to save a life and it requires being reckless, you know, I think that you will be reckless. And one of the things I thought about when I was researching and interviewing people for the Courage Companion is people that knew that their act of courage meant that they might not survive. I mean, you know, I know you've spent...
Well, there was just a story of a woman who saved 5 kids from a burning house, but she ended up dying. Now, that's courageous.
Exactly. One of my friends from the Oakland fire that I mentioned, I always think about him fondly, and I honor his memory. He died helping an elderly woman. He was trying to get up the stairs to pull her out of the house and carry her to safety, and the smoke was too much, and they both died. And then, you know, there's the firemen who rushed up the stairs in 9/11.
Oh, my God, that whole city was courageous.